Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. All right, so we're back with another book review. Today, we're going to be discussing Sorcery of Thorns by Margaret Rogerson.
Yes, it's like a YA novel, fantasy, and it's about this young girl who grows up in, like, a library, and it's a library.
Yeah, it's a library.
Okay, why I just are you think laughing?
It's kind of funny when you say it out loud, you know? Like, this girl grows up in a library, and that's the fantasy.
Yeah.
But
that's the fantasy.
Yeah.
It's like an orphanage sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a library full of, like, magical books.
Mm-hmm. And something happens one night to someone in her home. And so she is thrust into a world of chaos and mystery.
And so she basically kind of has to solve a crime.
Yes.
I feel like.
Yes, there we go.
And that's the story.
So if you're interested, pause it now and listen. Or, I mean, pause it now and read. Okay.
And that's a synopsis. Okay, so are you ready to say what you rated it?
Yes.
You have to look at your notes.
I have to make sure I am ready.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Two stars.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would just like to tell everybody that I finished it, and that was a huge feat for me.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
I had to do it, because coming on this and saying I didn't finish it was not an option. And so I got it done, and so I had rented it from the library, which has like a 3-week, you know, rental period. And I had to renew it 2 times, and I barely finished it, and it was due last Sunday. So, you know, that's how long it took me to finish it, basically. It was like...
So it kind of tells you...
9 weeks.
What kind of book
yeah.
it was to you.
Yeah, along with the 2 stars.
Yes.
Because 1 star is reserved for books that I don't finish. And since I finished it, 2 stars.
Are you glad you finished it at the end? Like...
I am. Okay, let me tell you that where I had paused the book... So I had, like, read maybe, like, 3/4 of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I had stopped reading right before the, like, library... No, at the ball. Right before the ball. And so when I picked it up again, I was like, I actually finished the last 1/4 of the book pretty quickly. Yeah. I was like, oh, that was pretty good. It only took a little bit of time. And I was like, well, I don't know why I didn't want to pick it up again, because actually the ending was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I think you just had to get through so much.
Yeah. But it's like weird to me that, I guess, since I had like sat down and got through the part that was really bad, when I put it down, I just remembered the bad like parts trying to get through, and I was like, but I should have known that the ending would be better than the middle. So I am happy that I'm finished, because it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, for me, I forced myself through it. I didn't.
Yes.
There was no pausing for me. I felt like if I put it down, I wouldn't be able to put it back up.
Wait, so you read it in 1 sitting?
Well, like 2 sittings.
So then you did put it down.
Yeah, but you know what I meant.
I don't know what you mean.
Putting it down as in I forget about the book and then come back. Whereas, like, I'm dedicated to finishing it, you know? Kind of like when you put it down, you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to finish it.
Well, no, that's not what happened when I put it down.
Oh, what happened?
No,
oh,
that I it was just the end of the night, so I closed it to put it back down, and then I never wanted to pick it. Like, it's not like I closed it and was like, oh, I don't know why. No, it was like, I was like, okay, I had no thoughts about not finishing it until it was like 2 weeks went by, and I didn't want to pick it up again. Like, I looked at it, and I was like, now, like, read something else instead of that, and it starts, yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think it was a mix of, there was a lot going on, but it wasn't enough to interest me about what was going on. Nothing really drew me in. Like, the part that I liked was when when she first met the guy.
Yeah.
Right? So that was like, ooh, interesting. A love interest. I'm intrigued. But I think maybe something about how the author did the world building, I don't want to say I was confused, but I was just like, I don't care about this world.
When I think about, when I like am picturing the story that she created, honestly, all of the scenery and even the characters are behind this like gray veil of like with no details whatsoever, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, what did the main character even look like? I can't really... In my head, I just picture a young girl.
At least there was a cover. So we could look at the girl. That's what I was looking at.
Oh. And I pictured the love interest as this emo boy because she described him as, like, this guy with long hair, like, in front of his face. And I was like, that's not really alluring.
No sex appeal.
But I feel like they had, like, good romance.
Yeah, they had
when good their signs were together. But I, when their characters were together. But I feel like, yeah, I get the whole, yeah, I didn't really care. The, like, city.
But I think what saved the book was I liked the demon guy that was.
Oh, Ashford?
Silas.
Oh, never mind. Yes. Yeah. No, I wrote that in my notes and I was like, Silas is the best. Yeah. Love Silas.
Love Silas, right?
No, yes. I love him. He made the whole thing,
yeah, honestly. He saved the book.
Yeah, literally. Literally, actually.
Yes. Yeah, I think maybe because his character was, like, very dynamic, mm-hmm. and in a way it was kind of morally gray, too. Mm-hmm.
We all love a villain.
Yeah, we do. We love ourselves a good morally gray character.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is he bad or is he good?
Yeah, and especially when they're, like, bad, but they'll do good for you.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
Yeah, he was the light in the darkness on that one.
Yeah. I don't know, I think, so how did you feel about, like, the plot of the book? So in my head, I was like, oh, these books are being unleashed into monsters.
Here's my question. How did you picture the, like, malefics? Because in my head, they're just big books. Like, they just transformed into, like, huge, massive books, like, you know... I don't know if this you'll get this reference, but, like, in Mario, like, one of the video games, they have the, like, big, like...
gray box.
Yeah. That's sort of what I pictured.
Okay. So, first, kind of, like, backing up, the books themselves, I imagine them as... Have you seen Harry Potter?
Yeah.
The books?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the eyes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So I imagine that, and then turning into, like, the creatures, I imagine them like a dark shadow.
What?
Yes, I don't know how the author described them, but in my head...
Wait, so they're shadows and, like, not real things?
Just, like, a big black, like, blob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shadowy figure.
Oh, okay. I feel like that might fit the description more.
I mean, I did scan a lot of the book.
So. Well, because when she says that they, like, in my head, books don't become, like, ogres. Books would just become bigger books. Yeah, which I think is just, like, how do you transform something? You just make it bigger. Which I just think is, like, I didn't really necessarily internalize any of the descriptors that she used because it was just, I feel like, open to interpretation.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, especially because, you know, when Harry stabs the journal and, like, all that blood spurts out, that's sort of how I picture the end scenes to be, except it's, like, a big book that they've just, like, stabbed to, like, let out all the darkness.
Yeah. I'm sure that's accurate in some way.
Yeah, if they ever create a movie, we'll see what they make them look like.
Yeah, I think for me, like, going back to, like, how the author was telling the story of she goes to these different places. So, like, first, she gets banished from her home, and then she gets picked up to be taken to this village, Ashcroft's house, right? But then after that, she escapes, and then she goes to, like, pretend to be at another library. And then I was confused because I felt like she was there for a long time, but then she was describing, like, other libraries. And so I just, like, the timeline was just too much for me. I was, like, confused. I said, but get to the point, but then also, what's going on? So I think that's where, like, it lost me.
Oh. I feel like the timeline was pretty clear.
To me, because I was like,
you're just going. Yeah.
I'm like, maybe it was just like the general disinterest.
Yeah, probably.
That just like messed everything else up. But I heard that there is either another book or a half book
about
like Silas, Nathaniel, and Elizabeth. Like them celebrating Christmas or something. Like a nice holiday.
Oh, just
holiday.
Like a sort of excerpt. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting. I don't think I would want to read that. I feel like I liked the relationship that they had with each other.
Yeah. I liked that too.
Yeah. I think that was the saving grace, obviously. But it was, like, in terms of the story, it didn't really... I feel like it followed pretty much how you would expect it to follow. Mm-hmm. However, I would say, because I was trying to figure out why she was immune. You know, in the initial, so, like, the story sort of begins, like, Amy was saying that something happens, and so, like, everybody else in the library, like, gets put under, like, a sleeping spell or something when this book becomes a monster, but only she, like, is awake, so she goes and, like, attacks it and destroys it. And so they were all saying, like, oh, it's so weird that you were awake, and so she puts this idea that Elizabeth is, like, immune. And so I was trying to figure out why. And so I was surprised, like, oh, it's because she, like, grew up in the library, so she became to be one with the library, so she has, like, magic library dust in her. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I like that. I didn't expect it. Did you expect it?
I totally missed that. I don't remember that at all. That's wonderful.
So she was saying that, like, the books speak to her, and they don't like, speak to anybody else. Like, they would, you know, as she walks past, they, like, whisper.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the whispering, but not the revelation.
Interesting.
I know, huh?
I guess because you didn't really care. I was like, I gotta know. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did like that idea, because obviously we like books. And we like libraries, so I was like, I like that they didn't make her the chosen one. It was genuinely just, like, she had grown up in the library ever since she was a baby because she was dropped off there, so it was, like, just something that happened, which makes sense to me. Like, it's not a magical characteristic that, like, oh, she was the most perfect person ever, which is why she was the chosen one. So I like that it kind of had a practical implication as to why. For me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why is Harry Potter the chosen one?
Because Voldemort tried to kill him and he didn't die. Is that why?
Because his mother sacrificed herself. You were there. You were right.
Good. That was a close one. I also like the ending.
Yeah.
I was a really big fan of Silas. So, like, the whole, like, arc.
Yeah, I like that they brought him back.
Yeah, I liked how they brought him back. And in a way, kind of like you said, like, the ending, it was well, like, tied up.
Yes.
And so, I think that just the fact that, like, how it ended where, like, the candle, like, blew out. Mm-hmm. I could imagine that in a movie scene.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah.
And I feel like the whole, like, the ending is good. The fact that all of the libraries, you know, sort of form into a pentagram and it was, like, the sacrifice sort of thing. But the end scene kind of, like, confused me as to how that whole logistic, like, it's just, like, I feel like the way she described scenes was not ideal for me. I couldn't really see it. Mm-hmm. But how she described interpersonal relationships, I liked that.
Mm.
So maybe she would be, like, a really good romance writer.
Yeah.
You know, because mainly we just like that
aspect. We do. Yeah.
But I feel like her whole, like, sort of, because it's like he summons this, like, the greatest demon of all sort of thing that's gonna, like, if he successfully does it, it's gonna tear down the whole world.
Right.
And then Silas sacrifices himself, but I don't really understand how he did, like, he just did. Yeah. And that's that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, and so, I like that they survived and stuff, but it was just, like, I pictured this, like, huge hole.
Yeah.
That was just, like, sucking in the world, and then Silas grabs the big giant and demon guy and just sucks him into the hole, and that's that. It closes all good.
Yeah.
It just seemed like an easy way to wrap things up, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm trying to think because I did like the part, like, the scenes when Nathaniel and Elizabeth were together. So, like, when they were traveling in the beginning, I feel like it did pick up momentum, so I like your point where the author is really good at having, like, building those relationships between characters.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, like, we ended up, like, really liking Silas. And it's because we have that, like, relationship with, like, Silas and Elizabeth. And then also learning about Silas and Nathaniel and their kind of, like, how they became and, like, their history and how they interact with each other.
Yeah.
I think it's, in a way, it's like, oh, you can understand Silas. Oh, yeah, he's a demon. He has to. But then why is he so nice?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, Silas is like Nathaniel's demon that is tied to his life. So when Nathaniel dies, Silas, I guess, gets a certain allotment of years that they have on their contract. And so he's obviously indebted. They're, like, indebted to each other sort of thing, but the benefit is that when Nathaniel dies, Silas gets his life, and that's, like, how demons survive sort of thing. And so there is a scene that I like that when Silas dies, they can re-summon him, but they have to renegotiate the contract, and so he comes back, and obviously he's, like, more demon because he was in his realm and such, and so he wanted more of Nathaniel's life, and she was like, well, he might not have that much to give, so Elizabeth was like, you can have 10 years of my life. And I was like, aw, that's sweet.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah.
And then did she get, like, a gray streak?
Yeah.
In her hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, it's so weird to think, because obviously I had no qualms about giving it a 2. Because it was a step above, did not finish, which is true, but when I sort of think about it, it's not like it was an awful book. When I think, like, the good parts were good, it was just sort of getting through all of the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it was good.
Yeah, the idea, right?
Yeah.
And it maybe, like you said, like, just the way if the author was able to help us, like, see it more.
Yeah.
Or help us feel more immersed in the book.
Yeah.
Then perhaps we would have liked it more. There were aspects of the books, like it's good, but, you know, something made me feel like I had to push through that book.
Yeah, because especially when we talk about writing styles,
yeah,
it's just, like, it didn't really agree with us in that sense, and I think it's funny that we think the same thing. We're like, yeah.
What I think is funny is that I've told you a lot that I like books that are to the point. Like, they can't be too fluffy.
Yeah.
But I feel like this book was pretty straightforward, but I didn't like it.
It was straightforward and yet not. Like, and it's, I think, I have trouble remembering books. But I feel like this one is pretty memorable. Like, I remember the events that happened. And I think that's pretty cool because it's been a few weeks since I read the beginning.
Job.
But it's like, I remember the first fight scene, you know? And then, like, yeah, when they're traveling together.
Yeah.
And then when she's at that guy's mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's in the psych ward. And then when she escapes and she's at the other library. And then when they're, like, fighting all the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at Nathaniel's house. Like, it's, like, memorable, but everything in between is just, like, you know, hazy.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of where it gets you, that, like, there's so much words and descriptors to get through that you're just kind of like, but the actual, like, moments where things happen, you can remember it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the whole in-between is just like, okay, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Mm-hmm. Like, her dreams and aspirations, it's like, okay, not really memorable. It's like, I think the events.
Yeah. They were good. Maybe? Yes. Sorry, I'm like, yeah. The events, like, the timeline, like you said, like, was straightforward. And there were a lot of, in a way, buffer in between the events.
Yeah.
So you had to, like, get through that to get to the event. And then the event would be, like, just so much.
Yeah.
Then you all of a sudden you're back into all those, whatever, haze.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, in a way, because we did see this book on Book Talk, perhaps there are people who like that kind of writing. And which is why it became pretty popular.
But also, I mean, did we see it on Book Talk?
I saw on Book Talk, which is why I added it.
Yeah, but also, and that's the other thing, is that it was on the Goodreads Choice Awards for nominee for Best Young Adult Fantasy and Science Fiction.
Mm. I wonder who won that year.
Let's see.
Let's look it up.
So it wasn't bad. Oh, God. I mean, no. I haven't read it.
Oh, I read the first book of Holly Black's The Wicked something. What is the first book called?
So the winner was The Wicked King by Holly Black, yes, in that category for that year.
The Cruel Prince. That's the name of the first book. I read that book and I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I rated it 2 stars. I didn't like it either.
Wow.
That's why I said, oh, God. But I haven't read The Winner. Yeah, I didn't like it. So, clearly, we don't agree. But look.
I just checked out King of Scars. It's in my room, waiting for me.
I did read this one. I liked it. 4 stars.
A Curse So Dark and Lonely.
Yeah, that one was good. It's like a retelling of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
So that one was pretty good.
Maybe I'll read that too. Oh, wow.
Oh, I've seen that one on Book Talk.
Me too. We're looking at the nominees for the 2019 Young Adult Fantasy and Science Fiction. And it turns out there's a lot of Book Talk books on here.
Well, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that Book Talk would pull, like, older books. You know, I just assume they're all new.
Oh, I see. But it is weird to think of 2019.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it didn't win, but also the winner,
we probably
wouldn't like.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
Yeah, so I say if you like, I was going to say if you like Holly Black, because she won, feel like maybe that's, like, similar, because I didn't like Holly Black's writing style.
Yeah, I think if you like a lot of words, or you like to create the world in your mind, maybe.
Then this book is for you.
Yeah. And this podcast is not for you, because we won't read books like that.
No.
Yeah, it's just when it gets to be too much, your eyes glaze over, and you're like, la. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well,
that's that. Oh, but I did want to say, because since we're talking about books, now that we're done with that, that I don't know about you, but my For You page has on TikTok has been a lot of Hunger Games.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, and so I know no one really listens to this, but I just wanted to shout out this one TikToker who does, like, awesome analysis of the Hunger Games.
Mm.
And her thing is, like, Lucky Lefty or something. Hold on, I wrote it down because I was like, I wanted to. Yeah, Lucky Lefty. And she does, like, Hunger Games commentary videos, and I think it's pretty cool. But seeing all these, like, stuff, it makes me want to reread the Hunger Games. It's funny because I almost gave it, I have the 3 books, and I almost gave them away because I'm like, well, I'm never going to read them again. But I'm like, Okay. Maybe I'll pull them out and read them again and then, like, rewatch the movies because they just have, like, a whole analysis on it. And it's, like, rereading them now as we're older and mm-hmm. also, like, knowing what happens in the books, I think could be, you might be able to see more things. Mm. Has it made you want to reread? No.
I haven't seen enough of the Hunger Games ones. I think
it's all over.
There was one TikTok that I saw where they were saying it's just excellent marketing right now.
Oh.
Netflix is having the Hunger Games series on that platform for only a month.
Yeah, they said they're pulling it at the end, yeah.
Yeah, so then all these, like, book talkers and these people, they want to watch the movie and read the books and just having all this momentum for the new film that's coming out.
Oh, they're having a new movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is the
Song of mm-hmm. Songbird.
Mm-hmm. Songbirds.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Have you read that one?
No. I thought that, like, just came out. Like, not just, yeah. obviously, but, like, obviously way more recently than that other stuff.
I think 2020.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, that fits. I think it's, like, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Mm-hmm. But only 3.83 average on Goodreads. Hmm.
Look, nominee for Best Young Adult Fantasy and Science Fiction 2020. So, I mean, that may be true. I mean, it's probably true, but, you know. I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe I'll reread it.
Yeah, let me know your experience.
Because, yeah, I think, like, obviously, for us, I think I shipped Katniss with Gale.
Yeah, me too.
Because, obviously, we love a friends to lovers romance. But now, you know, and so I'm getting all these, like, edits of PETA and Katniss, mm-hmm. you know, and, like, how they're so cute and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I'm like, maybe if I reread it, I'd be like, yeah, screw Gale.
Yeah.
Pete is the man. Because I just think, I remember, like, while I was reading them, mm-hmm. it's just like, oh, this is so dumb, she belongs with Gale.
Yes, yeah, me too. Yeah,
but now it's like, when you look back and think about how, like, PETA, you know, sacrificed so much for her and stuff like that. And it's honestly, I'm like, okay, fine, marketing, you're doing great, because now, this girl, she's brought so much into my mind, and that she was, I saw this one that was like, I think the, like, reapings are rigged,
mm-hmm.
in the sense, like, she was like, in the first book, all of those, like, notes in the bowl just say PETA, and all the ones in the other one just say Primrose, because those were the selected people that they, and she was like, it makes so much sense, because for something like the Hunger Games, is, like, a huge thing to make sure that the people stay in line.
Ooh.
And so she was like, why would they leave that up to chance? It's such, like, a huge thing. And it's, like, they were like, obviously, you know, in the second book when they have all the winners and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, obviously that's rigged. Like, they purposely, because in the first one it was, like, brother versus sister, and they did that on purpose because they wanted them to be the alternate, like, people to root for versus mm-hmm. Katniss and PETA. They wanted someone else that had, like, a personal relationship mm-hmm. that, like, people would want them to be the winner instead of Katniss and PETA. And I was like, yo, I never really even thought, like, because I didn't think of anything. I was like, Lottie, like, yeah. just read it. And then now all these people are, like, coming up with all this stuff. And I was like, what? And I was like, wait, that actually makes sense. Because, yeah, why would they leave that up to chance?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. And then it was, like, this whole thing of, like, yeah, they purposely did that because they wanted to take Katniss down before. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Anyway, so I just wanted to shout out that because I thought that was, it's been, like, all over my media.
Yeah. Just hearing you say it makes me like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about all this.
No. It's like every single video of my thing. But I think, I also realized I never watched the third movie.
Me neither. We are the same.
Because, okay, I think everyone who has read the trilogy, okay, spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler.
Everyone who's read the trilogy knows the amount of just frustration reading Mockingjay when Prim dies. Genuinely the most crazy thing. It was so unexpected for me. I was like, wait a second. And especially the way she describes it in the book or what I remember. I don't even remember it happening.
Yeah, me too. I had to, like, go back. I'm like, wait, yeah. What?
Yeah. And I was just like, what? And so at that point, boycotted the whole thing because mm-hmm. I was like, this is freaking dumb. Like, no way you wanted to throw it. And I remember one of our friends, like, she was like, I literally threw the book after I read it because that was so frustrating. I was like, yeah. So it would be cool to sort of
relive that.
Yeah. I mean, now we know what happened, so it's different. Less. But I wonder, like, reading it again, are you like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was such an experience because during that time, I remember when The Hunger Games became popular, you know?
When was it?
Well, I don't remember, like, the year. But, like when everyone, all of a sudden, like, at the school library, everyone was checking it out.
Oh.
And then the movies came out, you know? And so I think it was just, like, all the hype. And I was like, but the third book, you know? But sure, the other ones. Catching Fire is my favorite. I really like that one.
That's the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember I really liked that one because obviously when people bring in, like, victors, yeah, that was, like a cool aspect.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Have you revisited any other series? So this will be your first time.
Yeah. I mean, there's this one series that I really like that I feel like now is kind of problematic. So I don't really want to advertise it, but in the sense that I really like it in terms of the storytelling, it's like, so the first book is called, like, The Tiger's Curse, and so it's these four books, but the thing is that it's, like, based on, like, Indian mythology sort of thing, but I'm not really sure how, like, accurate it is the whole thing behind that obviously there's, like, stereotypes and stuff like that, so I'm, like, reading it, I'm like, okay, I don't really know how much research was done or anything like that. So I'm like, I don't, you know what I mean? This is, it's all canceled things now. And so, you know, I am like, yeah, I don't want to read the reviews on it in the sense that, like, but, like, when I first read it, I, like, liked it because of the whole mythology sort of aspect, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, reading about a different culture I thought was cool. But now I'm like, well, I don't know if it's true. Anyways. And so I have read that one, like, multiple times because I really like it.
Aww. Maybe I should read it. Is it young adult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's good. But I'm like, yes. You know, but you understand why I'm like, I'm kind of nervous. To be
oh,
like,
yeah, hey. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know if it's on topic, off topic, but for Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
You know how, strong, like, yeah.
Yeah. I know, and that's why people are all like, yeah, we don't like J.K. Rowling, yeah. However.
Right?
It's hard to, like, separate, obviously.
Separate, yeah. Yeah. But I think it's okay to like them. I mean, you know, like, you like the book, so. Yeah. I don't think I've reread any series. I'm trying to think. Sometimes, because I have a lot of the Warrior Cats books on my bookshelf. Great. Yeah. So, sometimes I think about it, like, oh, if I reread it, what would that experience be like for me? Because I just love the book so much. Mm-hmm. I had binged it. But then I'm thinking, what grade level were those books?
Oh, yeah. I think that would be the hard part about rereading those ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I do remember the book that I've reread the most, not recently though, but within, probably like in middle school or something, was Blue Star's Prophecy, which is one of the special editions where it was like about like just Blue Star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that one was really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know, reading it back now as like...
Well, no, I'm like, definitely you have to reread it.
Yeah.
It's good. I think a lot of things that I've reread, like, series-wise, have been because I've, like, tried to get through the series.
Mm.
Like, for example, Throne of Glass. We talked about it, that, like, I've read the first two, maybe, I think just two, honestly.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll try to reread again to get through the series, but, like, series that I've actually finished, like, Harry Potter, I've reread Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And also, okay, wait, it's, like, The Assassins.
Oh, The Assassin's Apprentice?
Yes! The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, is there's it... two. There's
oh,
two.
Oh, okay, wait.
I don't know.
The one by, like, John Flanagan?
Maybe you should look it up.
Okay.
I think it is...
The Assassin's Apprentice. Yeah, right? Those are so good. And I have tried... But there's so many. And I feel like when I first read it, there weren't that many, so I try to reread it again to get through the end. But also, that's one of the ones, you know, they really pull you in when they, like, pull the, romance until, like, the very end, you know?
I think I only read the first book.
Rangers the Hunters.
Ah, yes.
The Rangers Apprentice. I was imagining this, yes. So good. Amy only read the first
book. I have this book in my bookshelf.
Wait, you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And I remember I had a friend in high school or middle school or elementary school or something, but she also really liked it. We would talk about it, and I was like, yo. Yeah, we really liked it. But sometimes I think about it. I should buy the book. I mean, how many even are there? I feel like there were so many. It was so good. But I think the main thing that, like, ew. Okay, also, I saw this TikTok. You probably have you seen it? That it's, like, it was, like, rating the,
covers?
Yeah. Like, when they change the covers.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for example, you know, like, The Hunger Games, they've, like, changed it. They have different covers for, like, different, like, probably when the movies came out, mm-hmm. they had different covers. Anyway, so they have, like, they show all the, and they're like, this one's ugly, but this is great, but this is ugly, this is great. Yeah. So I'm looking at the Rangers Apprentice books, and there's, when they put, like, real people, I don't like those kinds of covers. Like,
me neither.
That's disgusting. This is good. That's okay. Yeah. With, like, just swords crossing versus, like, these two guys.
Or even the first one where you can't see the face and it's all dark.
Yeah. See, like, this looks really good when it's, like, sort of animated. 16. There's 16.
That's a lot of books. Actually, I think I did. I read book 2. I remember this cover.
Wait, but Amy, look, these are all above 4 stars. Yeah. All of them. Wait, seriously, all of them? All of them! Amy, we have to read this.
Yes.
Do you remember it as being good?
I do.
That's all that matters.
But I don't remember why I didn't finish. Like, maybe it wasn't at the library, and then I was just, like, checking out other books, and I forgot.
Yeah, I think it is kind of like that.
Yeah, because I would never skip a book. I don't know, I feel like there are people like that out there, but I wouldn't. Gotta follow the exact number in the series.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're standalones. If they're standalones, do you ever skip around?
Can you give me an example? Are there standalones?
Like, for example, that one that we read, like, The Friend Zone.
Oh, I think is, like, yeah, that's okay to, yeah, that's okay to skip around. Yes. So, revisiting old books?
Yes, that may be. I know, I have sort of, I mean, I think it's just because all the marketing that Hunger Games has given me that I'm like, oh, maybe I should reread some series because I just think, like, reading classics sometimes, it brings you back.
Yeah, but your definition of a classic, you know?
Yeah, obviously. Not like- I haven't read real classics, so I'm not gonna lie. No one judge me. So...
Yeah, that'd be fun. Maybe we can do, like, a throwback.
Is there anything that you would want to read?
I would read the Rangers Apprentice.
Let's go! Let's go! I know, it would be, it just, I think just dragging me back in it would be interesting, because I remember, like, Will, I think, was one of the main characters, and then, like, he had, like, a romance sort of thing, but, like, implied that they were going there. And I think I read a few books and it wasn't there yet. And I was like, this is dumb. There's only so much I can handle. Like, guys, if you have ever seen the Zodiac Academy on, like, your book talk, I know that's on, like, your want to read list. There's so many books. And I tried to get through because I needed to know who ends up with who. I couldn't get it through. They're so long and there's so many. And it wasn't good. But I made it through, like, maybe 5 books.
That's really good. 5 books?
Yeah. In a sense, it takes you there, but I gave up. I think, who's recommending this book? So many people, they pulled me in for no reason. I'm so upset. I'm genuinely upset about that. Well, you might like it, though.
I might like it.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's at, like, the bottom of my list, so.
As it should be.
Where it belongs.
Yes. Okay, so our next book review book, should I do that?
Yeah.
It'll be 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. So if you guys want to read that, you have 2 weeks.
Yes. You guys should. I think it'll be a good episode in 2 weeks. Do you have the book yet?
No. Why?
All right. I'm excited for you.
You can't say anything.
Anyways, well, shall we have song recommendations to wrap up this episode?
Yes. Do you want to go first?
Yes, I'm excited because I actually have a song prepared to share.
Okay.
Okay. It's called Heaven by Niall Horan.
Oh. Is his last name pronounced like that?
No, I don't know. Okay. It's Horan.
In my head, it's Niall Horan.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
No, I don't know. But in my head, that's how it's pronounced.
Sometimes I can't tell because, okay, how do you say the name K-A-R-A?
Kara.
Okay, I thought it was Kara.
I feel like some people do.
Yeah, so...
Okay, you have a story.
There is this person, this new person at my work, and her name is Kara, but I had just met her, and then we were in a meeting, and I forgot if it was Kara or Kara, and my instinct was Kara. And then after that, the person after me was like, Kara? And so I was like, oh no, I messed up. Anyway, so yeah. I'm usually the one who's pronouncing it wrong.
That's okay. It happens.
Yes, so that is my song recommendation. I hope you enjoy.
Okay. Okay, yes. Mine is Forget Me by Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, that's a good song.
It's good. Okay.
I like it a lot.
That's good.
It was love at first listen.
Oh, it took me a few listens. That's good that it was left for listening to you. Okay, well, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.